This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today is BBB. He's over here rooting on the Cowboys, as you can tell.
I sure am not.
Don't be hating. Appreciate it.
Let's put all of them dudes in the Salvation Army bucket and just ship them on down the road.
Hey,
see y'all next season.
No, as long as we got a Super Bowl trophy in there, I don't care what we do. Man. And, of course, Mr. 315 is back from his mini vacation.
Sabbatical.
Your sabbatical?
A little sabbatical.
Thought it was cool to take time and get away from Charlotte, North Carolina for the holidays. Nobody gave him permission for that.
Yeah, I was.
Let's get on a Periscope.
I was in the 315, actually. But, yeah, glad to be back, man. Man.
Good. Everybody have a good trip?
Yeah, it's pretty good, man.
Did you catch Beckham trying to, you know, get to Miami? In the airport or anything?
No. I ain't see anything, you know, as far as punching walls out or anything like that. I want to get to that later, too.
Oh, we'll talk about it. Trust me. I enjoy talking about the misery of Odell Beckham Jr. right now.
That boy.
Because after
Shout
Tony
out to
Romo
OBJ.
Did.
Hope you're enjoying Miami right now. I know the weather's beautiful.
Enjoy your off season. Throw up decks. All right. There we go. Come on, man. I mean, I got to talk some junk to him after, you know, he's not in the playoffs anymore. So, hey, I'm all good with that. We got a great show for you today. We're going to go around the world. We'll talk Panthers. We'll talk about Hornets in the first segment. Second segment, we'll go NFL, Dummies of the Week. So, if you got any dummies, tweet us at BSS Carolinas. And then, of course, the last segment, college football, basketball. You know, I don't know if we'll talk about Syracuse. They look kind of bad right now.
We'll be all right. We'll be all right. We're going to talk.
Y'all be all right?
We're going to be all right.
And then, of course, two words for you in Bon Voyage. But first, let's go around the world and share some of the top stories of the week in sports. The first news that we're going to go into, I want to talk about the egger in San Diego, but I'll say that in another segment. The egg person.
Oh.
No, let's go.
How pitiful. How pathetic.
Chargers are moving to San Diego.
The Chargers are moving to San Diego?
No, they're already in San Diego.
Sorry,
they're moving
LA.
To L.A.
Sorry, they move out of San Diego
Take that,
to L.A.
That Dez Bryant jersey you have on, man.
You see, the hatred's always
Where
going, man.
In the world is Chargers San Diego?
They're in Los Angeles, guys.
My God.
Did y'all see that logo, man?
The Los Angeles Chargers? Are you pumped about the Los Angeles Chargers? I don't think
Looks
so.
Looks like a rip-off Dodgers logo.
Oh, no, we're getting into that. Trust me, that's one of my dummies.
Man.
I mean, it's all L.A. We got to give L.A. love, you know? But why can't they still be called the San Diego Chargers and just play in Los Angeles?
Because you can't do that.
Why not? The Lakers played at the Great Western Forum for years. The Great Western Forum is in Inglewood. They were never called the Inglewood Lakers.
And my Pistons play in Auburn Hills, Michigan.
They're not called the Auburn Hills Pistons. I mean, no, they're moving to downtown.
They're moving to Detroit, yeah.
So why not?
Where Washington doesn't play in
They play in Landover, Maryland.
Right.
And they're not called the Landover Redskins.
New York Giants.
By the way, you go to that. It is a drive to get there.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, it sucks. You know that.
We
talked about to go to the Washington Redskins.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
it's to get out the FedEx form is crazy.
It is way out in the boonies.
Oh, really?
And the only thing out there is apartments. That's it.
And that's what I hear about Auburn Hills, too.
It's sad.
Heard Auburn Hills like an hour.
How do you put a football stadium out in the middle of nowhere and nothing beside it?
There's no room to build anything in Washington, D.C. We all know this. So you gotta go where the land is.
True. But anyway, Chargers are moving to San Diego. Moving to L.A. Excuse me. I don't know.
I just can't get over that, man. I don't want to say Los Angeles Chargers. I'm gonna continue to call them San Diego. Am I wrong to continue to call them San Diego?
No.
San Diego Charger fans, would y'all be mad at me? Are y'all going to jump ban from the team? Are they going
to
leave the team?
I was listening today to Ice Cube talking about L.A. because, you know, the Raiders and stuff. There's a bunch of Raiders fans in L.A.
Right.
So, now you don't call them L.A. Chargers? Mm-hmm. You just can't do that. I mean, I know this isn't like Cleveland moving to Baltimore.
Yeah.
But it's still a big thing. Those powder blue jerseys.
Yeah.
The history in San Diego,
yep.
San Diego. I mean, I'm gonna miss that.
Dan Fouts.
It's kind of like growing up. Remember when L.A. had the Rams and the Raiders,
right?
At one point, so yeah.
Yeah, but
here they go with two L.A. teams again.
Right. So I get L.A. Take Jacksonville. Take the Jags. If you want to take somebody, take a Florida team.
Yeah. The Jags are trying to do things right. Their stadium is plush down there. They got the little cabanas.
They got cabanas in a football stadium.
It's Jacksonville, Florida.
Dude, you don't go to a football game to go into the cabana and go swimming.
Why not?
Well, first of all, it's like $3,000-$4,000 to do it.
Exactly.
But secondly, you're taken away from the game experience.
They're not going to watch them Jags anyway.
You go watch a football game. I hate it when I go and I see people on their cell phones during the game talking and chatting. I'm like, dude, the football game's going on. You want to chat on your phone, go outside.
I mean, but some parts of the game get kind of stagnant, so you need your phone. You need a release from it. I mean, several possessions of three and out is not exciting
now,
to watch.
Now, I understand if you go watch the L.A. Rams. I get it. I mean, how many times, you know.
Same with the Jags. They're used to losing, so let me go party in the cabana.
Come on, man, cabana. Speaking of people partying in cabana or skipping out, Derrick Rose skipped a game this week with no contact to the team with the Knicks.
D. Rose. We're not calling you D. Rose no more. It's just Derrick.
Derrick Rose.
Derrick, what were you doing? Where were you at, Derrick? You couldn't pick up a phone?
That's my point. I mean, you.
He said the phone rung, and
nobody picked up.
He said I didn't feel like picking up. I needed my time alone.
They called him.
Somebody Knicks called him.
No, you can't do that.
I hear all the other media outlets questioning his desire to even continue playing basketball. You know, he's made a lot of money. I mean, his no call, no show cost him $200,000. So I guess it was worth it because that's how much he makes a game.
Well, there were reports that he is kind of losing the love, allegedly, of the game and want to walk away. I think it had something to do with the family issues you were talking about. I know one was concerning him being away from his son, and something else with his mom. But man, you can't just not answer your phone.
Well, we saw this coming,
but it got to a point where when I was hearing those reports, I'm like, damn, I hope he's okay.
Yeah,
I hope he's not like somewhere. You know, I hope it wasn't. You know,
yeah,
I got worried. I got worried. I was like, damn.
No,
hope the Earl's all right.
And I mean, I heard Stephen A. Smith tell a story that he heard before. Like they found a guy. That
did
was
you hear that yesterday?
Up,
I saw that.
Drugged by three women and tied to a bed, butt naked. They robbed him.
Hey, I tried to Google that. I want to know who that was.
They didn't put that out there. You pay the right people. You know.
Yeah.
That show on Showtime.
But what he was saying,
that guy to clean that up.
But what he was saying was there was a player in that same situation missing. Team didn't hear from him. And they were going to leave. Did they say they were going to leave the city?
They were just going to leave.
They were just going to leave. And security's like, no, let me just take one more peek. And they found him tied up, naked, robbed.
Help. Wow. Help. That had to be Charles Oakley.
Was it the Oak Monster?
No, I don't know about Oakley. I can't see Oakley getting taken down like that.
I mean.
Personally.
Yeah.
Not Oakley.
That is funny. That is great. But, you know, I mean, dude, I understand you don't want to – if you – burnt out in basketball, then stop playing. You just signed a big 1 year deal.
You know this.
You signed a big 1 year deal to set you up for the next deal.
This is his off season right here. You know he has no contract after this season. And
right.
I know he's looking to cash in when the salary cap goes up.
Did you hear about $150 million he wants?
Yeah, and he's going to probably get it.
He's going to get it, definitely. Absolutely.
It won't be in New York.
If Evan Fournier is getting $85
million. If Tyler Johnson's getting $15 million a year.
Johnson is playing some good basketball for the Miami.
I saw his stats. He's playing a lot better than I thought.
Solomon
a lot
Hill.
Better than Chandler Parsons.
Roy Hibbert.
Right up there with Brock Osweiler. That's more than Brock Osweiler because all of Brock's money isn't guaranteed. All of Taylor's money is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, but no, we'll see. Hopefully Derrick Rose gets straight.
Come on, Derrick, get it together.
Playing with Carmelo, I'll be tired too.
Oh, come on.
I mean, dude,
I'm just saying.
Y'all gotta get off Carmelo Anthony, man.
For what?
He's doing what he can to try to win games for his team.
What's he doing?
He's trying to score the ball. He's trying to be a good leader for that team. They don't have the talent. They have the names on paper.
Let's go back to this again. Carmelo ain't got talent. Carmelo didn't have talent in Denver. Shut up. Oh, please. You know who else he drove away from basketball? Chauncey Billups.
He didn't drive Chauncey away.
No. Chauncey was at the end of his career, man. Come on.
They got to a Western Conference final. They just ran into the Lakers.
Kobe and Shaq.
They ran into Powell and Kobe.
I'm sorry.
No, the Nuggets had a talent. Don't tell me the Nuggets didn't have talent.
No, they did.
He did what
they
he
did.
Could.
They did.
But the Lakers were just more bad.
But he's
more
had talent around him. He's got talent in New York right now.
And that one
more
year
than he's ever had.
That 1 year they could have had a run with in New York. J.R. Smith he hit old boy in the face. He hit somebody.
No.
Jason Terry.
The kiss of death was when him, J.R. Smith, decide to have the whole team wear black against Boston.
Too.
Then they got their butt.
Oh, the funeral!
Yeah, they had the funeral. That is the problem with Carmelo. Why are you feeding?
But I think
that's
what
happened.
I think that was more JR though. I don't think.
No, I know, but as a team leader, we ain't doing.
It's fun. That's the problem for Carmelo ever to win a championship.
Because
he has to be the second.
Look at LeBron. LeBron ain't playing with that. LeBron would not let somebody do it.
Right.
There's guys in this league that would not let the other guys do that. Carmelo's always been that guy. All right, do what you want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do.
More
about my brand.
He just doesn't have a leadership quality.
Right. It's more about my brand than anything else.
Well, like his namesake, he's mellow. He's more of a laid back. I'm going to lead how I lead by my actions and what I do. He shows up for work. He's always practicing.
Right. And which is great.
He plays every game that he can. He's just been dealing with injuries.
But when
too.
You lose and you know you haven't won, be ready for the criticism.
Yeah.
It's gonna come at you.
I mean, but his numbers say he's a Hall of Fame player.
No, he is all. He's not Dan Marino, but he's kind of that category because he plays.
Got numbers,
right?
You know, all star, all level, one of the best players in the world. Probably not.
Absolutely
not in the top 10 anymore. But in his prime, I mean,
oh no,
Mr.
No
Get Buckets.
Score.
He's a professional bucket getter.
Yeah. No, and he won a NCAA championship.
Come on, Derek.
Of course. He bought
Derek
me.
And Melo, they can get that team hot, man. They can, and Porzingis, they can get that team hot. They can make the playoffs. Right? They can make the playoffs.
They can make eight seed.
They'll be seventh or eighth seed.
They ain't making it past seventh.
I mean, if they can get to a seventh seed and somehow play Toronto or Boston in the first round,
it'd be interesting.
Wouldn't they have a chance? A
Boston,
Boston's chance?
I think so.
No, they have a chance.
They have a chance against both of them. I don't trust Toronto at all.
No.
I mean, is it just me or?
I know what I'm gonna get from DeMar DeRozan. That guy can get buckets.
I don't. But in
the playoffs though,
he gets buckets in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, DeRozan scores. It's Lowry doesn't show up.
Well, no, last year was both of them because those two have the two of the lowest field goal percentages.
They were Jekyll and Hyde though.
Oh
all
my
playoffs
God.
Last year.
We'll get back to Toronto. Going the next couple more stories. World Cup.
And I like that backcourt too. I like them.
The World Cup. To be expanded to 48 teams from 32 in 2026. I don't know why they're waiting so long.
Let's just make it like 98 teams. There's a whole bunch of countries that play football.
Absolutely. I want to see Jamaica back
in. Let's just get them all in here.
Have you seen the Jamaicans play? Man, I'm telling you, I love Jamaican soccer.
Big up Jamaica. We love Jamaica.
Jamaica. I like to see
them. I like that jerk chicken.
Of course you do. Real fast, Jags hired Doug Marone as new coach, Tom Coughlin as new VP of football ops.
Love the move.
I love the move too. You got
Thank God he's not coaching.
Winning cultures.
Coughlin?
Winning
cultures.
Coughlin, yeah.
Exactly. Winning cultures, like you said, you got – and they made changes on the staff, so we'll see what they do. But I think it's great. I agree with you. Coughlin will be great there. Broncos hired Vance Joseph, a new head coach.
Love it.
I don't know. I've never even heard of Vance Joseph until this news had broke out.
He's got a relationship with Elway.
When I first saw it, I was like, Vance Johnson. Oh, no. That was one of the three amigos.
So why do you love it?
Just African-American coach getting a shot.
Okay. No, I like that.
You know what I mean?
I'm like, who?
Yeah, I said, once again, when they said his name, I thought it was Vance Johnson.
We have all talked, and we all agreed Kyle Shanahan would have been the best.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, these teams, like you said, like we said last week, the Senior Bowl is coming, right? These teams need to get their coaches in the play.
Yeah, get everybody in the place.
Lou Red had put it out there, like, you got to have your personnel and staff ready. And sometimes you just can't sit around and wait for these teams to finish these playoff runs. Can you really wait till after February, when is Super Bowl February 5th?
Yeah.
For Josh McDaniels to be available to talk to you?
Right.
Or Kyle Shanahan to be available to talk to if both of their teams make the Super Bowl? Can you really wait that long? I don't believe you can.
No, it's tough too. Then we, last but not least, and then we'll go into local. Bills hired Panthers DC Sean McDermott as new head coach.
Love that too.
Question I have, will he take Mike Shula, please?
No.
I can see Mike Shula going.
I mean,
Anthony Lynn's not there anymore. Why not?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You don't want him to go?
I mean,
he
has a rapport with Cam.
Who?
Mike Shula. They've been together for years.
And what is the rapport working right now?
We were down this season, but we'll be back up next season. That's our MO. That's how it goes. We'll be 11-5, 12-4 again next season and compete for the playoffs. And we'll say, oh, man, Cam Newton is playing spectacular football.
I do love your enthusiasm, but no.
Look at that optimism.
No. 8-8, yeah, maybe. 7-9, maybe.
Actually, I like it. I like that also. He's kind of like the anti-Rex Ryan.
Who?
Total opposite McDermott.
Sean McDermott.
Yeah.
He's got 18 years of coaching experience, of course. He's been rumored to get other jobs. I think it might be a good job. I mean, a good hire, but he's set up for failure. He is set up for failure with that organization. The Bills, they don't know what they're doing. I mean, the GM gets it right. But, EJ, Manuel, the quarterback situation.
Yeah, the quarterback situation is nasty. They're just going to probably blow that up. If I were them, I would
try to
restructure some kind of deal with Tyrod and keep him in. See what he can do in somebody that believes in him.
I think
he wasn't that bad.
No, he was all right. He was 18th, 19th. You know, he's back half of the – but, yeah, he wasn't that bad. I mean, it really depends who Sean hires as OC. When I see a defensive coordinator hires coach, to me, it always matters who they hire as the OC to run that offense because defense will be fine. I think their defense will be a lot better now with him. Mm-hmm. But what will the offense be? And that's the problem in Buffalo.
And, I mean, look at their defense. They still got Marcell Dareus up there, one of the best D-tackles
in the Lawson.
Game. Shaq Lawson hopefully will be healthy for them next season. Their secondary is in pretty good shape. They have pieces on the defensive side.
They need a quarterback. That's it.
I mean, they just need some breaks to happen for them. Every team, if you're trying to re-jumpstart your program, you need a few breaks to happen for you.
They shouldn't have installed Cardale Jones.
And between Gillespie and McCoy, they got a couple of good – all right, running backs. You still got Sammy Watkins out there.
The offensive line is not bad. Sammy Watkins, if he can stay healthy.
Mr. Glass, Sammy Watkins. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
So, I mean, you got some things to work with.
So,
Buffalo, keep your head up.
Yeah. So, Shula, yes or no?
Probably. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Do you want him to go, yes or no?
No, I don't want him to go. Okay. I like what he does with Cam.
See ya. Peace. I think it's time for him to hit that skid up, hit 95 north to go to Buffalo.
As a Carolina Panther fan, what do we do? Who do we bring in?
I think you bring in a young guy. You bring in a guy that changes. Let me see who's out
somebody
there.
Cam Newton ain't going to respect.
Bring in Chip Kelly. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that'd be dope. That'd be dope.
Chip Kelly. I'm just saying, Chip Kelly with Cam.
The Patriots are thinking about bringing him in.
Yeah, I know. But no, Rivera won't do that. If Rivera does anything, it would be Dorsey would be the OC probably. which is quarterback. I mean, if he stays. Now, I could see him going with Sean McDermott for
that, OC. That'd probably be the more logical move.
But, you know, if I'm Shula, go ahead and go. I mean, dude, this is your chance to go to the next level. I mean, you go to Buffalo, you help turn Buffalo around, you could be a head coach someday.
And, I mean, they just let go of the coach from San Diego. He can make a good OC.
McCoy? Yeah, Mike McCoy is out there.
I can't remember who I saw that was interested in him, so I forgot.
I think it's Denver, actually.
Denver. They're trying to get him.
And then the OC from the Raiders just got let go. Musgrave, number six offense in the league. There's a couple guys out there.
And Musgrave would be perfect because he's more of – that West Coast offense, which we kind of need to go to, where I formation, shotgun, and no more zone read. That's my point. You need to get rid of Shula because of the zone read.
I mean,
do something
else. That's Cam Newton's strength.
Not anymore. It's not. It hasn't been this year. It wasn't all this year.
We need that running game back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
to have that.
Panthers wrap up. One word on the Panthers season.
Nonchalant. Like, the whole season, they were just nonchalant about everything. From the first game where they were burning timeouts because they couldn't get the plays called off in time. The whole season felt like they were just nonchalant. Lackadaisical. Whatever word you want to use for just too cool for school. Whatever. Nonchalant.
All right. You got one?
Just overall disappointing, especially coming off of last year. Coming off of one loss in a Super Bowl appearance, and the way they were playing, the running game, the defense, how everything came together last year and to this year, it's like, man.
I'll say lazy. It just felt lazy season. I mean, like you said, they rested on everything else. What changes should be made?
Running back.
Okay.
Running back number first and foremost. Depth at the offensive line and the defensive line, especially at the DN position and probably the tackle positions.
That secondary needs help too.
Secondary. But we got to see what we got with Marlowe, with Boston, who's going to stay in the program, who we got to get rid of, and pick up some safeties in the draft.
I think you got to worry about who leaves the offensive and defensive coordinator jobs, like who goes with McDermott, because you know he's going to take some Panthers personnel with him, mm-hmm. So you don't have to replace that.
I think we got enough in-house to replace that. Like, we already got the D coordinator position taken care of from the secondary coach. We're promoting him. So they're easy fixes. Like, Mike Shula probably would be a more difficult fix than Sean McDermott. And I know you're like, really? Why? But changing the whole offensive game plan from what number one does right now would be an adjustment period. Big adjustment period.
I think it might need to change anyway. I was listening to Jameis Winston the other day. I'm so impressed with Jameis Winston.
Me too. I mean,
because he's talking at the Mike and Mike. I'm going to take 3-4 weeks off, and then I'm going to get back into the grind. I'm going to start training. I'm going to be with the wide receivers, doing that stuff. That is what I want my quarterback to sound like. That is what Cam needs to do this offseason.
That's fast.
That's all I'm going to say. He needs to say, hey, that is what he needs to do. I don't know if he does, but that's what we need to hear.
Well, everybody's passion is different. Like, Cam might not love the game like Jameis loves the game right now.
And that's the problem.
That's the problem, I think.
That's the problem, and I hope he realizes that at some point. Because you ain't going to get no better. You ain't working on it.
And Jameis, man, is a different animal, man. Right. I mean, I see this guy rallying the troops when they're up 2 touchdowns and when they're down 3 touchdowns. I'm like, damn, I wish my quarterback was like that.
Yeah, I was listening to it the other day. I just thought it's really cool. Moving from football, the Charlotte Hornets are 20-19. The Hawks are 22-16, so 2.5 games ahead. Wow, dude, they've won 7 in a row, 8-2 in the last 10 games.
Told you, man. Atlanta is playing some good ball right now.
Even though getting rid of Kyle Korver, too, in the midst of all that.
So, right now, the Hornets would be 7th in the East right now.
And they're
But the Wizards are right there with
what,
them.
What, 3 games from being 11th?
Yeah.
It could change quickly.
Where are my Pistons ranked? I think we're 11th, right?
Pistons, ooh. Detroit is, they are 10th.
Oh, Jesus.
10th, yeah, 22 losses. They're right there, though.
They're y'all just right there, though.
They're
man.
Getting Reggie Jackson back in the fold and everything.
Yeah.
They'll be fine. They need some outside shooting.
Yes, they do.
No, it's not Joey D anymore. It's Stan Van Gundy. I know he recognizes y'all need some outside shooting. But who you go get, I don't know.
You know, in Stan Van, he got everything he wanted when he got this Pistons job, the coaching and total control.
It's just, that's too much, man. When you get the total control for a coach, I think it's too much.
I think it's too much sometimes, too. Especially for somebody like him, too. I was like, I don't know about him. He's kind of panicky. He's kind of
now. There's some guys like Jimmy Johnson. Okay, whatever you want, man. Whatever you.
Pat Riley.
Pat Riley, sure.
Pat Riley. But, Pat Riley was pretty good.
Some of these guys. I mean, Chip Kelly.
No.
The Hornets this week, they lost to the Pistons last week, last Thursday, 115-114.
That was a good game.
Yeah.
That was a good game.
That Bellinelli shot.
Yeah.
Man, Bellinelli, that was.
And when I saw it, I was like, was that good? Then they showed it.
But we didn't even need that because the play before, it was 1.9 seconds left in the game, and they tried to pull a Carolina Tar Heel pass and pass across the court and just burned up all the time. What the hell was going on there?
And I forgot they had Bellinelli, too, who's pretty good to me.
He – look, we hated it, but he's doing
pretty
well.
He's played pretty well.
He has. Mm-hmm. Then they lost to the Spurs on Saturday, 102-85.
That was ugly. No Nick Batum that night. Beat down City.
And then Tuesday at the Rockets, lost 121-114.
Came back from 20 down. Got a lead.
Was that a James Harden triple-double that game?
Okay. Another one.
Unbelievable, man.
This week.
Are we going to talk about those two guys today?
Yeah, we'll talk. Okay. We can do that in NBA. Okay. We'll talk segment three. We'll talk NBA. We'll talk about them. Because I want to talk about the MVP.
Me too.
Friday, they're at the Sixers. Monday, at the Celtics. Wednesday, home to the Blazers. How would they do?
2-1 week. Hopefully a 3-0 week after going 0-3 last week. But at least 2-1. Got to win at the Sixers. Got to win at home against the Trail Blazers. Boston always seems to give us problems. I just don't know what it is. But
I think 1-2.
If Batum isn't playing and Cody Zeller isn't playing, then – it could be an 0-3 week, man. And the Hornets could be right out of the playoff mix.
I think they'll be 1-2, but I still see the Hornets in the playoffs.
And, Charlotte, how many games are we going to lose when we score 110-plus points? That's ridiculous.
Yep. And we're supposed to be a defensive team, but we're missing the guy in the middle. We are. If we have Bismack, I think it would be a different story.
If we have Big Al.
Not even Big Al,
we
man.
Had Courtney Lee.
No, not Big Al. Big Al – I'm talking about we need a defender at the rim. Roy Hibbert ain't jumping.
Roy Hibbert don't need to jump. He just need more playing time.
Oh, my God, no.
Big please Roy. Don't.
Big Roy
Big
needs
55, the double nickel.
The only line.
Put him in.
Don't, you shouldn't see him on a stat line ever. You should see him on unemployment line.
Who's that?
You should see him. Hibbert.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Come on,
absolutely.
Man. All right, you're listening to BSS Carolinas. Everybody on Periscope, stick around. We got another couple shows after this. Thank you for listening to BSS Carolinas.
Sports is life.